Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, Phil. My name is Nicole Thomas. I'm calling because we're hopeful to sign up with you guys, but we just had a few questions, if possible.
Well, I should be happy to help you answer those questions.
It's really only one. We're looking for at the $69.99 a month one, mm-hmm. and we're wondering, does that get hardwired in? Is there a possibility of that?
So, yes, all of our fiber optic connections that we have that do come to your residence are hardlined, which means we go directly from your connection point at the street to your home.
And that's fiber optic right to the house?
That is correct. Fiber optic right to the house.
I know the old style was fiber optic to the pole and then just regular cable from the pole to the house.
Yeah, most of the stuff actually in the Kingston and Saugerties area right now is a little bit older coaxial cabling. So it's the copper cables, not a fiber optic line.
But yours will be fiber optic.
100% full fiber. We have a 100% full fiber network. That is correct.
Okay, now when it gets into the house, my son, he lives downstairs in like the basement area, mm-hmm. and he would like to have his hardwired in. Would that be possible?
So you would have to make a run of Ethernet. So what happens is the fiber optic cable comes into the home and goes into what we call a gateway, or it's an ONT gateway, which is your modem, which converts that fiber optic signal, which is pretty much a light impulse signal, and transmits it into a electronic signal, which can be conveyed over Ethernet cabling.
Okay.
After that happens, it goes into our router, which will provide you whole home Wi-Fi, or you can utilize your own if you so choose. Because after the modem, it's literally just an internet connection at that point. And you can run any length of fiber optic, any length of Ethernet cabling you'd like to wherever you want.
Yeah,
okay.
I already have one from the modem we have now with an Ethernet down to his setup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an Ethernet connection. Will that still be okay to use that existing one, or do I have to change it?
You'd still be okay to use that same one. Anything we have that comes off of our modem is considered an Ethernet connection. The only port that is fiber optic is the in and out port for the actual modem itself. That is directly connected to our fiber
yeah.
network.
He'll still get the full 1,000 Mbps?
Yeah, the full 1,000 megabytes per second up and down. That is correct.
Awesome. Okay.
All right.
So then we'd like to, sorry, we're on the, we're doing it together because I don't understand this stuff.
No worries.
But I'm only on the call because I'm going to put this under my name and
okay.
set up automatic billing with you if possible.
That's fantastic. What's your home? What's your house number?
Well, we all run on our cell phone, so I'll give you my cell phone, which is 845-891.
I don't need your cell phone number. I need the service address.
Oh, yes. Okay. Home number. Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah. 12 Laney, L-A-I-N-E-Y, Lane, Kingston, New York, 12401.
One moment while I pull that address.
Mm-hmm.
You said L-A-I-N-E-Y?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Looks like we just started putting in the services in that area, so we're still in the process of making sure our network is good to go out in that area. So it does look like we can sign you up for services. This will be considered is a pre-order because service isn't going to be available
yeah.
at your address until October 25th. But
we were told that before.
But we can definitely secure
yeah.
you. And you said this is for home?
Yes.
Fantastic. And you guys are looking at the 1 gigabit connection. That's perfectly fine. For your home, about how large is it?
I think we're at like 2,800 square feet.
Okay. Usually for a home that size, we usually recommend 2 to 3 Wi-Fi extenders if you're going to have more things on Wi-Fi than on a hardline connection. You don't necessarily have to go with any kind of extenders, though we do recommend 2 to 3 in just in case because of the size of your home.
Okay.
Is that an extra charge?
It is an extra charge. Each extender is $7.99 a month.
Okay.
As I stated, you can always call us back up and we can get those onto your account and get those out to you the next day.
Okay.
Do you guys need any kind of home phone services? This would be like a home phone landline.
No.
Cell phones. Most people do these days. No worries there. So we have 12 Laney Lane in Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you guys own or rent your property?
Own.
Fantastic. Do you guys know how you guys get your utilities? Are they overhead or underground?
Overhead.
All right. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. All right. Can you spell your name for me just to make sure I have it correct in my records?
Yep. It's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
And what's a good email address for you, Nicole?
It's nto5657@yahoo.com. Actually, I'm so sorry. Can we do it at gmail.com? Sorry.
Yes, it's still the nto5657.
Yes, just at Gmail.
No worries. And the phone number you're calling me from, the 845-891-8293, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
All right. We'll keep that as the primary contact phone number. And how would you like to be contacted? We have a couple options. We have phone, email, or text.
I guess I would prefer email.
Email? No worries there. So by opting in for email, you agree to that you may receive marketing and other information on discounts and special offers via email. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails. Just to go over a bit of information, we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber internet service available 10/25/2024. No Wi-Fi extenders, no phone services. And your address services are, sorry, my tongue does not wish to work. It's Friday. I've been doing this all week. Your service address is 12 Laney Lane in Kingston, New York, 12401. You do own your home. You get your utilities overhead, and your billing address is not different from your service address. As part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. It's a soft credit check, so it's not going to ding your credit score. We're just gathering a few bits of information. You are who you say you are to determine who you are and see if a minimum deposit is required. You can always opt out of this, but by doing so, you'll be required to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that credit check today?
Sure.
Fantastic. Let me grab a couple bits of information from your application that we're doing through and all of this stuff, and I will get all of this in. Just give me one moment.
Okay. I'm asking to add you to the account.
Yeah.
So you can call because I'm in the future.
And I'm making sure I'm spelling everything correct just to make sure we're not going and be like, oh, it's the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number, and whenever you are ready, go ahead with your social, because that is part
011.
Of it.
011.
Oh, wait, give me one sec.
I know.
Give me a sec.
Sure.
So 011.
Yeah, 011-783315.
Thank you much for that, Nicole. Give me one moment. It's processing through right now. Mm-hmm. And congratulations, you're a great risk for us here at Archtop Fiber, so you're not going to be required to make any kind of deposits.
Okay, cool.
So you are literally going to be charged absolutely nothing until your service starts up sometime after the 25th. And you said you wanted to enroll in paperless billing and auto pay?
Yes, please.
So we have two forms. We have our ACH billing, which does give you that $69.99 price. We can also accept credit or debit cards, which will bring the price up by $5 because it is only a $5 discount off the base price. Which one would you like to use?
I'm so confused. So either I use my bank account or my debit card, right? And the
Correct.
Debit card is a fee?
The debit card doesn't have a fee. It just has a smaller discount than what a direct withdrawal from your bank does.
So I'll do the direct withdrawal from my bank.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your banking information, starting with the routing number.
Okay, hold on. I should know this by heart, and I think I do, but I don't want to mess up.
No worries.
Wait, yeah, okay. No, all right. So routing number is 022-300-173.
Should be a Chase Bank?
Yeah.
It comes up as JP Morgan Chase. It's funny, I have Chase too. My routing number is completely different.
Yeah, right?
It's like, wait, maybe it's a different branch. I don't know. All right, what's the account number?
892-114-091.
And name on the account?
Yeah, honey. Nicole K. It has my middle initial, Thomas.
All right, and is this a checking or savings?
Checking.
Fantastic. All right, Nicole, do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make direct ACH debit payments from this account?
Yes, please.
Fantastic. Would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And as an option, would you like to add a nickname to this just in case we need to use it for any kind of authorizations or just other ways to check your account to make sure we're in the right one?
No, just Nicole.
Okay, no worries. It's an option, not everybody does it. Oh, sure, go ahead.
As long as can I add my phone number there in case I have to call and she's not available?
Yeah, we'll be able to get that information. Well, we can actually add that information at a later date just to make sure we're having all the information. And it's not required at this time, but we can add that in before your installation just to make sure that you're considered an authorized representative on the account.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So, Nicole, I do have a couple of disclaimers. There are legalese. We do need to speak to people just before we finish up everything for today. So, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be there for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do get your utilities overhead, we typically tend to like to follow those power lines and electricity lines so that usually if you have an aerial, we'll go aerial as well. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain a consistent connection until your service has been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements. And it says you can pay your bill online, but with AutoPay, you don't need to worry about it. So you can just access your billing statements there by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, in case you would like a little bit more of a detailed overview of all of these disclaimers and everything I just went over with you with, you can go to archtopfiber.com, scroll to the very bottom of the page. Under the legal section, you'll see a thing that says policies. Once you click on there, you'll see one of the policies we have on there is called the subscriber services agreement. Essentially, it has in more verbiage and legal documentation all of the terms and conditions of Archtop Fiber with you as a subscriber to our service.
Okay.
Now, I do have a couple questions for you. How did you hear about us here at Archtop Fiber?
You guys advertised and sent something in the mail.
Oh, fantastic. So that's a direct mail. Now, is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, big wells? For my training, I do recommend, you know, I always add this in, any kind of large equipment.
No.
We have a pool in the backyard. You're not going back there.
And solar panels, but that's about it.
Solar panels.
Okay. I still like to add stuff like that in there just so that our installers are aware that they're on the property. They may not encounter them, but they are on the property.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So, do you have any questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to address with me today?
No. No, we're all set.
Fantastic. So you are all good to go. You're going to be receiving two emails here very, very shortly. The first email is going to be an order confirmation. Essentially, it's saying, thank you for choosing to sign up for service with us here at Archtop Fiber. Here's a little bit of a confirmation code that you can utilize to, you know, verify with us. Or if you'd like, or, you know, just keep for your own records to show that, hey, yes, I did sign up for them. The second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. It's going to be a hyperlink in this. Sometimes there is, sometimes there's not. There will also be a temporary password also included with that email. But all you need to do is open up that email, click on that hyperlink, and it'll allow you to log in for the first time with that temporary password and set up all of your security questions.
Okay.
Alrighty, but you are good to go. We've got you signed up and everything's ready to go. We will be giving you a call probably on the 24th of October, since the 25th is a Saturday, and most of us here aren't here on Saturday, so we do want to make sure that you can. Our systems won't allow us to do any kind of scheduling unless you're 5 days or so within your window of you know, making sure service is available at your location. So we will be giving you a call on or about the 24th to schedule that installation appointment.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with today, Nicole?
No, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family.
Thank you.
You're quite. Bye-bye. You too. Have a good weekend.